Federal prosecutors are seeking a default judgment in the civil forfeiture case against John Wiley Price and his assistant, Daphne Fain. The move comes after the judge in the case denied Price and Fain's request to delay the forfeiture proceedings. If the default judgment is granted, the government would get $230,000 found in a safe during a raid on Price's home and about the same amount confiscated from a land deal. Price and Fain each claim half of the cash in the safe. Their lawyers say it was money from legal business dealings. White-collar defense attorney Kimberly Priest Johnson says there is no legal requirement that charges must be filed in a criminal case before the government can seek civil forfeiture of funds. She says a civil case first is unusual, but it happens.
There is a time requirement for civil forfeiture charges to be brought, and if they're not brought within that time frame, the government is prohibited from bringing them again.
Priest Johnson says she suspects the criminal case is not ready yet and the clock was ticking on the forfeiture deadline. She says Price and Fain have an uphill battle.
My guess is that these assets are going to be seized.
Priest Johnson says if there is a criminal trial and the two are acquitted, the government must return the money. And if there is a criminal trial, the high-profile, much-publicized civil action could pose a problem.
Now, if we get to the point where we're, you know, looking at criminal charges and a potential jury pool, yes, there's a real problem in this case with everything that's already been out in the media, with finding jurors that can truly be non-biased and act as fair judges in the case.
Priest Johnson is not associated with the Price case or investigation. Federal prosecutors decline comment on investigations or pending cases. BJ Austin, KERA News.